there, Tom.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's David back to you. I gather you're out and about on this sunshiny day.
Lose on that guess. No, David, it's beautiful out there. 49 degrees in the sun. And about 44, I think it says on the front porch. I noticed there was a big cloud of fog over Lake Cunningham this morning. It almost looked like, looking at the mountains, I could see over the trees in back of me. But no, we have been outside and just come in. I'm drinking a small can of ginger ale and eating a French cookie and resting a little bit. We had to feed and water this morning. We got 15 girls out there. And have been lucky, and we filled it up good a couple days ago and haven't had to get out in it much, except to go get the eggs. And boy, it's been cold.
And what I've seen at the grocery store, eggs are a good commodity to have a few of right now.
Groceries are out of this world, but eggs have particularly been hit hard. The pen is divided in two. And what do they call it? The Sussex, what's the name? Speckled Sussex chickens have been in Moulton, and they're in there. They're 2 years old, I think. And so they can molt up to 12 weeks, so they haven't been laying, and they should start. Bernice says when their cones start getting redder, that's when they'll start to lay again, and they're starting to get red, thankfully. But the ones on this side are black Australops, and they're just as regular as a good old clock is. They've been laying, usually 5 to 8 eggs a day.
I'm way out here in the country, and I am considering getting me a few chickens, because $4 and $5 a dozen at the store, that kind of hurts a little bit.
Buy a dozen, just say thank you, Joe, because he's the one that put them there, and everything else bad in this world. But my neighbor told me he'd seen them for as much as 6, depending on the type. But I don't know, what are they down to Aldi's now, Bernice? About $3.50, and this time, year and a half ago, you could buy them for what? Less than a dollar a dozen, David.
Yeah, old Sleepy Joe. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, won't get off on that topic.
Get off on that, David. I'll tell you, you're right. I hadn't heard it that way. Sloppy Joe. That just pretty well covers it. shoot. I had to laugh. One of those guys driving a Tesla went in to charge his car. I think it was in Ohio or someplace. And he noticed it was charging slowly, so he unplugged and went to another charging station in the same thing. And he only had 22 minutes of driving time left, it tells you. And so he had to miss Christmas over that. Go electric. Not me. I'm not ready for that yet.
Me neither. I'm out somewhere in the cold weather, and I've seen reports of people, having to turn off their heat in their electric car so they can get to where they want to go. And I don't want to do that.
They have rolling blackouts all over the country. And then the one that really gets me, and they better prepare for, and I know we got a good water supply, but I heard this morning on the local Fox channel, we never watch the big Fox channel, we just watch the old one from here, Channel 21 over the air, and they usually use 45 million gallons of water a day in Charleston, David. But now, during this cold spell, they've been using 100 million gallons a day. And they say the system is right on the brink of faulting. And if that happens, they're going to have to start boiling water down there in Charleston. Well, you know, when they keep building and building and building, the consumption is going to go up and up and up, and the highways are going to go down and down and down. You don't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure out, you know, you better get prepared. This is N0TR.
You saw somebody make that comment on social media that all this building around Greenville, you know, didn't help with the bad weather and you know, then the rolling blackouts hit and you know, it wasn't the weather that caused me to lose electricity the other night. It was the power company cut it off for a while. So yeah, somebody needs to do a little better planning.
It's just ridiculous. I talked to a fella in Vermont last night for, about 30 minutes or maybe a little more than that on 80 meters. And it sounded like overall, and he was right against the Canadian border, it sounded like they had better weather up there than we've been having down here.
You listen to them on 80 meters through the night sometimes. I get up through the night and you know, with the backache or whatever, and I'll come in my little ham shack and kind of scroll around 80 meters and just about always find somebody talking somewhere.
Just went down there to thank a friend for helping me out just before Christmas there on my computer, and I knew he was there, and they have a net there, and I didn't want to interrupt. And I waited until I thought it was over, and it had another one more person or something to go in there, and I threw my call sign out. Well, I called my friend Ariel, and he's telling me I have to wait till the net's over, and I apologized. And I thought it was over with, and I was trying to catch him before he left the radio room, you know, and got to visit with him a little bit after that. And David, if you can believe this, I told him my age was 74, going to be 75 next month. And he said, well, my next birthday coming up, it's going to start with an H instead of a number, really. He's going to be 100 years old, and he just sounded as good as gold. He'd been a radio and TV engineer for 45 years, and he didn't have his age on QRZ on the computer, but that's what he told me.
Good, you know. And still getting on the radio and still doing stuff. I'm 66 and I'm still riding my motorcycle and fishing, you know, taking my boat to the lake and trying to enjoy life as much as I can.
Now, can I buy a motorcycle?
No.
Boy, don't marry a narrow-minded farmer. That's your tip of the day, David. They can't afford an XY and 0TR.
While the sun's shining, I think me and the better half, we're talking about running down to Greenwood and getting a few things. She's took up another hobby where she's making jewelry, and she needs a little hammer and some pliers, and probably going to go by the Harbor Freight down there and see what they got. So you have a good afternoon, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
Question, David. Where are you located at? I didn't look you up on the computer or anything.
You're familiar with Highway 25 in the southern part of the county. There's the Twin Chimney Landfill. The county, in its infinite wisdom, gave me that present a few years ago. Anyway, I'm about a mile from it off of Highway 25.
look it up on QRZ, and it'll show me where you're at. Well, hopefully you're not taking the motorcycle today like my neighbor just took off. I think he's going through menopause. He's 55 years old. He bought a 1200 BMW the other day, kept it less than a month, and went out and bought a 1000cc Kawasaki Ninja and sent me a YouTube of one going 252 miles an hour on the Autobahn. Now, there's something got to be wrong with you. I said, that's a crotch rocket. And he said, oh, no, it's not, Tom. It's a touring bike, a sport touring. It sure looks like a crotch rocket to this old-timer. I used to have a 750. It was the biggest I ever had. And I love motorcycles, but down here, oh, they're a death sentence almost. When I worked in a hospital for a year, they called them, the doctors called them donor cycles. So you be careful out there, David. It's dangerous down here, and there's too many cars. As long as you're out in the country, you'll be all right. KF4NXY, this is N0TR. The place is all mine, David. I'll be clear.